What's up? Hymn vocabulary number 4. Do you know the meaning of that hymn you just sang? Choose the correct definition for each of the following words that can be found in one or more of our hymns. A. Repose. Hymns number 159 and 8 others. 1. To strike or hit. 2. Construct. 3. Rest or sleep. 4. A meal. The correct answer is 3. Rest or sleep. B. Affable. Hymns number 307. 1. Angry or mean. 2. Friendly or good-natured. 3. A reddish hue. 4. Humorous or funny. The correct answer is 2. Friendly or good-natured. C. Fetters. Hymns numbers 17 and 4. 1. A restraint such as chains or manacles. 2. Shrubs or bushes. 3. A person who steals. 4. A person who prays. The correct answer is 1. A restraint such as chains or manacles. D. Transcendent. Hymns number 14. 1. Sweet smelling. 2. Floating or flying. 3. Immovable. 4. Exceptional or above the ordinary. The correct answer is 4. Exceptional or above the ordinary. E. Cloven. Hymns number 207. 1. Having 4 feet. 2. Beaten or mixed together. 3. Split or divided in 2. Or 4. Flattened. The correct answer is 3. Split or divided in 2. The Church in the United Kingdom. The first missionaries to go overseas were sent to England in 1837, only 7 years after the church was founded. A group of 7 missionaries arrived in England on July 19, 1837, preached in Preston, and baptized 9 new converts on July 30th. By the next week, 41 more converts were baptized. Between 1837 and 1900, as many as 100,000 converts emigrated to join the main body of the church in the United States. In fact, by 1870, nearly half of the population of Utah were British immigrants. In the 1950s, membership in the United Kingdom, which includes England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland, increased as church leaders encouraged members to stay and build the church in their native lands. In 1958, a temple was dedicated in London. In 1998, another temple was dedicated in Preston, the site of the first preaching more than 150 years ago. Preston is the home of the oldest continuous branch of the church anywhere in the world, dating back to 1837. Here are a few facts about the church today in the United Kingdom. Membership, 181,756. Missions, 7. Temples, 2. Wards and branches, 347. Family History Centers, 120. Hiking to Nauvoo, Pennsylvania. Last year, the Williamsport, Pennsylvania Stake Laurels hiked through the little village of Nauvoo. But not in Illinois. They hiked through Nauvoo, Pennsylvania, and learned about its history. The Williamsport Stake covers a large area encompassing 11 counties, and some of the girls are the only members in their entire high school. So learning about once-thriving congregations of early Latter-day Saints within their present-day stake boundaries is inspiring to them. Even my non-member friends find our church's history interesting because it often predates their groups and organizations, said Elizabeth Meng of the Lewisburg Ward. People here are into historical sites, so naturally they're interested in our church's early growth here. The young women stopped to talk to an elderly man at the edge of the road on the outskirts of Nauvoo. Earl, age 70, a lifelong resident, confirmed that his Nauvoo community was a Mormon settlement during the 1840s and named after the Mormon city in Illinois. "Our borough was named Nauvoo by a prominent Mormon leader," he said. When asked what he thought the word Nauvoo meant, He was unsure and thought it might be a Native American word. Earl seemed pleased to learn that Nauvoo is Hebrew and means beautiful, a place of rest and beauty. In addition to the saints in Nauvoo, Liberty Township, the young women researched previous branches in Rutland and Columbia Townships. In Ridgebury Township, they learned there is a road called Mormon Lake Road that leads past Mormon Hill to Mormon Lake, where it is believed early members performed baptisms. Next year, the young women are planning a hike to Mormon Lake. My favorite scripture, Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, is my favorite scripture because it helps me remember, especially when I'm not at home or at church, that I have a responsibility to be an example. Through me, many can know about the church. Lara Z., 15, Lima, Peru. Tell us about your favorite scripture in one or two sentences. Go to newera.lds.org and click on Submit Your Material. The fundamental purposes for the gift of agency were to love one another and to choose God. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, The Tender Mercies of the Lord, Liahona, and Ensign, May 2005, page 101. By the numbers, 52,494, number of full-time missionaries who were serving worldwide in 2008. End of the article, What's Up?